News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The phrase aging gracefully gets thrown around a lot, but what does it really mean in a world where looking your age can feel like a rebellious act? Helen Coffey, senior features writer for The Independent, joins us this morning. Helen, your article in the UK Independent, you draw a comparison between aging and grief, like aging and a bereavement. Is letting go of our youth really that bad?
Well, I was quoting Katie Piper, the presenter and activist. So she called it that. She said aging can be compared to bereavement, kind of coming to terms with the fact that you're changing, your body is changing, your face is changing. You know, everything you thought you knew about yourself is gradually over time being a bit eroded. And it does sound quite extreme, but I think particularly as a woman, the older I get, the more I do kind of see that issue. I mean, it's not sort of like the shock of grief, but it's coming to terms with the fact that you have to let something go. You have to let your youth go, the way you used to look go, because it's not going to continue. Or, you know, for some people, clearly, that's a real battle to let that go. But that's the process we should be going through of being able to say goodbye.
Are we really grieving over letting our youth go, or is it about the thing that she wrote, the aging beyond the male gaze? Is it letting our attractiveness go that is the real killer?
I think that's a big part of it, whether or not we're conscious of that. I don't think women are walking around thinking, gosh, I hope everyone fancies me. But I think we're so culturally and socially conditioned that our highest value and our worth is really wrapped up in our looks and people finding us attractive, that coming to terms with the idea that will potentially stop, ebb away, we won't be noticed. You know, lots of older women talking about suddenly being invisible post the menopause, like, I used to walk down the street and were aware of eyes on me, and then they're not. And whether or not you are comfortable with being looked at, I think reframing your identity is like, that is not the most important thing about me. The most important things about me are my character, are my ideas, my intellect, my humour, whatever it might be. The worth that I bring to the world isn't just in this idea that people might want to have sex with me.
And can't there also be something liberating in not having eyes on you all the time, that you now get to go under the radar a little bit, be a little bit subversive and actually blossom into who you actually are when you're not maybe, I don't know, controlled by your need to be attractive to the male gaze, as it were?
I mean, I definitely think so. And that's certainly what Katie Piper was saying as well, that there is this freedom. And I've often heard women in sort of their 50s, 60s saying, once you get past that and get over that, it is one of the most beautiful, liberating times in your life, because you just don't give an F, basically. You do what you want. You say what you want. You're not afraid.
I think I got there quite young in life, that say what you want and do what you want thing. I think I hit that at about 35. Is there an issue? Because you highlighted in the article, and it made me stop and think, and I was thinking about myself and about aging and about all of it, that a lot of the women who are in the public eye are battling really hard to not age. So you have the Nicole Kidmans and the Demi Moores, and I know Demi Moore. Demi Moore looks younger now than she did about 20 years ago, despite her protestations that's just all sunscreen and drinking lots of water or whatever rubbish. But do you know what I mean? Is that a problem that we're when the women who are in public look unattainably good because maybe they've gone under the knife or they've had loads of tweakments, that it makes it harder for everybody else?
I think so. I really do. And I know there's a whole, you know, it's a women's body, it's women's choice. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But we don't exist in a vacuum. And when we've got all the people who are sort of showing us, you know, they're the ones at the top, kind of setting culture, setting fashion. And what they show us is that the worst thing that you could possibly do is look your age. In fact, you need to be reverse aging. You need to every year be looking younger. And as you just said, I think part of the problem is there's no transparency from most of them about what they're having done. And I think I'd like, if you owned it, I'd kind of be like, OK, fine, you've spent $100,000 on this new face. Like, not quite good on you, to be honest, but at least we know what's going on. It is unattainable for most of us. by pretending that I've just got this amazing skincare routine, it makes the rest of us feel like we are completely letting ourselves go. We're letting ourselves
down. You're like, I'm rubbing buckets of cream into myself. I don't look anything like you. I know. Look, do you know what? It's a brilliant article. And if you want to check it out, it is on the UK Independent. That is Helen Coffey there on aging gracefully or even disgracefully, depending on your point of view. And thank you very much for joining us. Great text has come in. Good morning. Great show as always. Thank you very much. I was 72 weeks ago. Never felt people fancied me. No change there. But I have my own style. And if I'm mutton dressed as lamb, it's better than being mutton dressed as mutton. We only become invisible to others if we become invisible to ourselves, says Kate. Kate, thank you for that chef's kiss of a text, because I fully agree with you, and well done.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.